You're all set, sir.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to the April 10th meeting of the Millstone Township Planning Board via Zoom to accommodate a shortened schedule and a light agenda. So thanks, everyone, for accommodating us. Would you please read the statement of adequate notice, Danielle?
Sure. In accordance with Chapter 231, PL 1975, the Open Public Meetings Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required, specifying the time and location, with such notice as being sent to the Asbury Park Press and the Times of Trenton, posted on the Municipal Public Notice Meeting Bulletin Board, and filed with the Township Clerk.
Okay, thanks. Would everyone please stand as best you can and join us for a flag salute if there's a flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thanks, everybody. Danielle, would you please call the roll?
Chairman Newman.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Pato. Let me just unmute his phone.
He said yes, but you're on mute, Tom.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, good job. Thank you. Committeeman Ziner.
Present.
Committeewoman Zabrowski?
Yes.
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Lambros?
You're on mute, Steve, but look like a
I'm
yes.
Trying.
You could do the thumbs up and we'll count it.
I gotcha. There he is.
Okay, I'm here.
Thank
All
you.
All right, there you go.
Ms. Sinha?
Yes.
And Mr. Perino?
Yes.
Thank you for the record. Mr. Coppi and Mr. Pepe are absent today. Mr. Perino is seated for Mr. Coppi.
Okay, thank you. And please confirm, Danielle, that we have a quorum.
We do have a quorum.
Okay, thanks. So before we begin our agenda, just want to open it up to any public comments for anything that's not otherwise scheduled for discussion. And we can accept public comment either by, quite frankly, speaking up or raising your hand or otherwise alerting the board to your concern or question. Danielle, I'm not seeing any raised hands or any questions from anybody. Do you confirm the same?
I confirm the same.
Okay, thanks. Then we'll move on to the first item on our agenda, which is approval of the minutes from March 13. Would someone like to make a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make the motion.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Is there a second?
I'll make it.
Okay, great. Thanks, Steve. Any further comments or suggested revisions on those minutes? Seeing none, Danielle, please call the roll.
Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Pato?
Yes.
Committeeman Ziner?
Yes.
Committeewoman Zabrowski?
Yes.
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Mr. Lambros?
Yes.
Ms. Sinha?
You're on mute.
Okay, got it. yes.
Thank you.
Okay. And for the record, we're all out of practice with a Millstone Zoom. So but yeah. we're doing fantastic. If you can remember our first few Zooms a few years ago, that was something really special to watch.
I'm so sad I missed it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It was a high level of frustration. Most of it caused my mat, but we got through it. Sorry, Matt. You're on mute. I can say whatever I want. All right. Next thing on our agenda is resolutions of approval. And the one that's on is for approval of a request to reconsider and reopen the application of Hexa Builders LLC, Block 9, Lot 7. So would anyone like to make a motion to approve that resolution? I'll make that motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion or suggested revisions? Mike, simply because this was more of a complicated matter, anything we should consider before voting on this resolution?
Resolution very simply rescinds the denial and allows a reopening of the application for the applicant continue to comply with the requirements of the preliminary approval conditions.
Okay, thank you with that assistance. I appreciate it. So we have a motion and a second. Seeing no discussion or suggested revisions, Danielle, would you please call the roll?
Thank you. Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Pato?
Yes.
Committeeman Ziner?
Yes.
Committeewoman Zabowski?
Yes.
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Mr. Lambros?
Yes.
And Ms. Sinha?
Yes.
Motion approved.
Okay. Seven. Thank you.
Nothing. Okay.
All right. And Danielle, if there's an urgency on that resolution, you can obviously send it to me for DocuSign. Otherwise, I'll try to get in there whenever you're ready.
Well done.
Okay. Thanks. Next is a consistency report for ordinance 24-05. And I'm going to turn it over to McKinley to review the ordinance and then guide the board on its consistency or inconsistency with the master plan.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So as you said, this is ordinance 2405 that was introduced by the township committee at their last meeting. This ordinance does a few things and is the culmination of a lot of work and collaboration between myself, the building department, and then many sessions with the township committee to work through some of the specifics. Broadly, what this is doing is it's combining the current Chapter 16, which is the mobile homes chapter, which was adopted in 1978 or 79 and hasn't really been amended since. It's eliminating that chapter and incorporating the relevant standards into Chapter 35, which is the land use and development chapter that we work with most often and is the basis for zoning. And then it's also going to be updating the fees schedule based on this change of combining those two other chapters. And the reason for the combination is that the old Chapter 16 is incredibly outdated for what modern mobile homes and RVs and what modern families need for them. When they were envisioned in the 1970s, there really was no consideration for our modern RVs that people are not living in full time, but that are keeping on their property for when they travel and want to a lot of times move around the country in them. There's a huge spike in the purchase of these during the pandemic for obvious reasons, but the current Chapter 16 didn't provide any standards or regulations associated with an RV, or even if we started to piggyback on that and looking at watercrafts that are stored on trailers on people's properties. And the building department was having a hard time of managing those when someone came in with a complaint about them or wanted to keep one on the property long term. There was no way to control where it's located, if it has to be screened, how close it can be to a neighbor. The current Chapter 16 didn't address any of that because that chapter was designed for permanent homes, not so much recreational vehicles. So as this process continued, it became clear that we needed to combine the two chapters and address both the current living standards for households with mobile homes as well as the recreational RVs. So what you see in front of you does a few things. And the first being, it's an update to all of the definitions in Chapter 35. Some of these definitions are existing. For example, the mobile homes definition, that one is taken directly from Chapter 16. It's just being moved to Chapter 35. But we did include updated definitions. The boat or watercraft trailer is new. The manufactured prefabricated home. The recreational vehicle has been updated. Motor vehicle has been added. Trailer office has been added. Recreational vehicle and watercraft are all new. So that's now, we're putting definitions on those. So it's there's more guidance for the building department when people have these on their property. The discussions about adding those uses to this zone and creating definitions led to the discussions of outdoor storage, which has been a topic beyond just RVs, as this board is familiar with. And we had a application at the zoning board for outdoor storage maybe about 6 or 8 months ago. That was a use variance. So this again snowballed a little bit and evolved into, well, let's just update all of the outdoor storage standards. So first and foremost, we updated them to accommodate standards for recreational vehicles, because again, that's different than a mobile home. It's not a permanent place of residence. So, you know, allowing homeowners and property owners to keep their RVs on their property. We've added some standards associated with those like portable home storage pod, they call them pods, how those can be placed, making sure that they're not, they don't end up being a permanent fixture, that they're not in a front yard blocking any site triangles. Those standards have all been added now. And those are specifically for residential zones. So addressing RVs, campers, et cetera, plus storage pods that someone might need if they're moving, for example, you know, that we put a cap on 60 days with an optional 60 day extension for those. And again, that's so that our zoning officer can make sure that those don't become permanent fixtures in a front yard. We also updated quite a bit. Actually, we basically just recreated the outdoor storage standards for the business and industrial zones. There was really no standards prior. So we've added B through K, I should say. A existed. We just amended it slightly. So this is where we took what's been happening at the boards and made sure that there was standards in place that would represent the concerns that the township has been having, that we've been seeing in recent applications, where we really, up until now, haven't had any standards in the ordinance to help us enforce some of these outdoor displays, outdoor storage, outdoor materials, et cetera. So there's now detailed standards about that. And the one that I'll, you know, call attention to specifically is K under this one. Storage, freight, shipping, or cargo containers, sea boxes, storage pods, semi-trailers, or similar containers are not permitted for outdoor storage use. So that is designed to address the questions that we have had in front of specifically the planning board recently with the warehouse applications. So it does specifically call out the semi-trailers as not being permitted as an outdoor storage use, period. Moving on to the district regulations for off-street parking. Again, we have some specifics about recreational vehicles parking in residential zones, making sure they're allowed to be parked there, but again, that they don't end up being parked in a street, for example, that would block site triangles or end up being a permanent fixture on a public right-of-way. Making sure that they abide by accessory structure setbacks so they don't end up basically in a neighbor's property. Those types of standards have now been implemented so that when someone does have an RV, there's appropriate locations on their property for them to put it, and then there's appropriate standards for the zoning official and construction code to back that up. I'm going to skip down. The mobile home section has been taken from the existing Chapter 16 and again just incorporated into Chapter 35. But those are all existing standards associated with mobile homes. The final section of this amendment is amending, or it's creating a new section called parking and storage of commercial vehicles in all zoning districts. And this one also addresses some of the concerns we've specifically been having at this board with the warehouses and trailer parking slash storage slash staging space, whatever it is the applicants want to call it. But paragraph A of this section specifically says that long-term parking slash storage of commercial trucks, tractors, trailers, or similar vehicles larger than a DL-23 truck shall be defined as a period of no more than 24 hours. Such long-term parking storage is prohibited in all zoning districts in the Township of Millstone. And we went back and forth on this a little bit about the size of the truck and the length of time that would be considered long term, but based on feedback from the board and discussions with the township committee, these measures seem like the appropriate standards for this new section. We do have specific standards for office trailers or for construction trailers, because those will be on site for a limited period of time during a construction process, and we have a licensing and permitting system set up to accommodate those, and that is the whole of the amendment. This one's quite an extensive one. And as I said, we did kind of, it evolved over the course of the last year or so from simply wanting to make sure that we could allow RVs and watercraft trailers on residential properties to what you have before you. But I think it's incredibly comprehensive and a lot of collaboration went into this. Before I move on to master plan consistency, does anyone have any questions about the substance of the ordinance and any of the standards that are in it?
I just had one question about applicability to something that a lot of us see all the time. When we travel on Route 33 heading west, there's the facility next to the warehouses, which has a Dunkin' Donut as part of it. Dunkin' Donuts as part of the stores. Oh, the
Extreme Machines.
Yeah, there. I couldn't think of the name. Thank you.
Yeah. If I may, that is actually a matter before the court right now. So it's probably not a good thing to talk about that application.
Okay.
I have a scheduled court hearing coming up.
But I see sort of where your thoughts going, Mr. Chairman. It does, this ordinance exempts any dealerships from this, the parking and outside storage of vehicles. So like the Colonial RV, for example, is permitted to remain. If a permitted or, you know, someone was able to seek a use variance from the zoning board to sell dirt bikes, let's just say, for example, those would be permitted under their approval to, because it's for sale. So they're exempt from these standards.
Okay.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I apologize. Yeah. I'm getting an odd message. I just put it in the chat. If anybody happens to get cut off because it's saying I have X amount of minutes, I just dismissed it so I can get on. But I don't know why it's doing that. If for whatever reason anybody gets cut off, sign right back in.
I don't think it's going to do anything.
Okay.
I'm assuming because maybe you just set this up for a half hour or something.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it did an hour, but maybe not.
1 minute and 35 seconds left is what it's telling me.
Okay.
All right. If we can do it.
Cut off, you can, anybody can sign.
1 minute and 33 seconds. Yeah.
Okay. Well, very, very quickly then. It is my opinion that the ordinance before you is consistent with the master plan. The specific goal that I'll point to is to encourage township actions that will guide the appropriate use and management of lands within Millstone Township in a manner that will promote the public health, safety, morals, and general welfare, as well as the maintain a desirable visual environment through design guidelines. This will allow residential properties to continue to use the property as they're allowed to with their RVs, and but it's going to provide a little more backup for the building department and for this board and the zoning board. It's going to help keep properties clean and tidy, keep any potential issues with permanent pods. That's no longer going to be a problem. So overall, it's going to contribute to the betterment of Millstone and the residents here.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or comments? So, Mike, would it be appropriate for the board to entertain a motion to confirm their determination that this ordinance is consistent with the master plan?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I'll make that motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, thank you. I think that was Tom. Any comment or further discussion? Seeing none, and thank you, McKinley, for presenting that.
My apologies, guys. I don't know what's happened there.
It seemed like because it was your personal Zoom room, you were only getting 30
minutes.
This is
the town.
Oh, it's not the way it looked. All right. Well, now it says we have 40 minutes, so
yeah.
we're gonna get done before that. We were so close too.
I know. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not sure.
Do you need to take attendance again?
Yeah. Let's
give another minute. We're missing two. I'm just.
So we got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Tommy Pato's not in yet, so we'll get him in.
All right, well, we have a quorum if that's where we have to land.
Mr. Lambrose.
You scared Matt away again.
Yeah, that's all right. He's on the couch watching TV right now.
He wasn't paying attention earlier.
It's Thursday night. I don't know what's on Thursday nights.
Oh, it's Wednesday night.
Oh, Wednesday. Oh my god.
Like we're just missing Mr. Pato and Matt, but Matt, I'm sure is okay.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to make the executive decision. Danielle, why don't you take attendance, reconfirm where we are, and then we'll decide if we are
sure. Okay to proceed. We'll take attendance again. So we have Chairman Newman.
Yes.
Mr. Committeewoman Ziner.
Committeewoman Ziner? No.
Oh, I said committeeman.
This is going
I was actually
going
to say Mr. Ziner, but committeeman Ziner.
Yeah.
I identify myself as male, present.
There you go. Committeewoman Zabrowski.
Here.
Mr. Beck.
Yes, here.
Mr. Lambros.
There you go. That was a manly thumbs up.
There you go. Got him. Miss Sinha.
She said she can't unmute, but she's here. She put in the chat.
I got her. And I'm sorry, Miss Sinha, Mr. Lambros. Okay. And Mr. Pato is not signed back in, so we did lose him on that.
But we still have a quorum.
We still do have a quorum, but he did make a second on that motion. Do we want to take that?
Yeah. Well, I'll remake the motion just so we feel a little bit more comfortable about it. So I'll make a motion to acknowledge the board's decision that the proposed ordinance is consistent with the master plan. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ziner. See, I know what I'm doing. Danielle, I hope you took a note on that one.
You're good. You're good.
One expert.
All right. Any further comments or suggestions? Seeing none, Danielle, please call the roll without any references to any
misgendering,
any pronouns or anything. Yeah.
Committeeman Ziner.
Present. Yes.
Committeewoman Zabrowski.
Yes.
Mr. Beck.
Yes.
Mr. Lambros.
Yes.
Ms. Sinha.
She said yes.
Mr. Perino.
Yes.
And Chairman Newman.
Yes.
And
okay,
that is approved. 1, 2, 3.
All right. Thank you. There's nothing else on our agenda, but I did note that Pam did. Pam, wow, man, Jeff.
Don't you? You're trying to get me back now.
All right. No, I don't know what where I got. You know what? That's how we used to do our Zooms with Miss Pam, and they were
quite
challenging. All right, anyway, sorry. All right, I get a free pass, and Danielle, you get a free pass. We're back to even. You're welcome. So Danielle had sent around the zoning board's report from its applications last year. There's no action necessary on behalf of the board. Danielle does that as a legal requirement and just kindly to let us take a look at it. No need for discussion unless anyone wants to bring anything up. I just want to let you know we're not going to take any action on that. Danielle, I don't see anything else on our agenda. Was there anything else we needed to cover?
Not at this time.
Okay. Our next meeting is May 8th. Is that right?
That sounds
13.
Right.
13,
I think.
13th. Wow, did I miss a week?
No, May 8th. We're good.
15th. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. I added a week. Sorry.
May 8th. We're good.
All right. Okay, McKinley, you're in the club now. Screwing up this meeting.
This has gone great tonight.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I just wanted to confirm we're all good. Thank goodness we confirmed it. Thank you, everybody, for accommodating a Zoom meeting. We did great. So
got through it.
Don't look back. Burn the record.
Thank
good
you,
night, everybody. All right. Take care.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks. Good night. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Good night.
Okay. Good night. Good night. Take care.